all you can have is soup for like lunch and dinner, and I was like, I'm not just gonna have soup. Like, I want like food.
Please let me have some cracker or something.
Yeah, I know. He's big on those ramen noodles, and I haven't had those since I was a little kid. So I said, here's 2 packs of these, have them, you know, like eat them. And I'm like, no. So I went to the store and
well,
I
guess. Well, but the stuff in the little packet is salty as heck.
Yeah.
Flavoring packet.
Yeah, I mean, that's one way to get your salt level up.
No, true, yeah. But still, I'm like, oh.
Sodium.
Threw some chest hair on that one.
Hey, bud.
Yep.
Ron's not going to be here tonight.
Okay.
It's fishing, it's not necessarily catching.
Poor fish don't know what to do anymore.
How are you?
I'm like a madman.
Just saying.
How you doing?
come on 7 o'clock. This is too quiet. Sing, Neil. Do something.
You don't want to hear me attempt to sing. That would be a bad thing.
Hey, it's 7 o'clock. Welcome to the city council meeting for the city of Shore Acres. It's Monday, March 12, 2018. 1.0, call to order, roll call.
Alderman Jennings.
Present.
Alderman McAllen.
Present.
Mayor Pro Tem Bowles.
Present.
Mayor Sanford.
Present.
Alderman Ramos.
Present.
Alderman Hoskins. We have a quorum.
2.0, Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Moving on, 3.0, special presentations, 3.1, there are none. 4.0, council reports and requests, we don't have any. 5.0, public hearings and public comments. 5.1, public comments, this is the opportunity for the public to address council or comment on items which appear on the agenda. Time is limited to 5 minutes per speaker. Comments are to be directed to the city council and dialogue with the audience is not permitted. Council members are prohibited by law from participating in discussion or deliberation of items not specifically identified on this agenda. So we're going to start down at this end. Is there anybody down here? State your name and address for the record.
Angela Burton, 228 Seagrove. And I don't know if it would be addressing council or if it would be addressing county. And I don't want to seem like I'm ungrateful for the ditches being dug. But if this is the culvert, when they dug the ditches, they went below the culvert, meaning that there's going to be standing water, meaning there's going to be more mosquitoes. So I don't know if it would be the city or if it would be the county to go back in and backfill or options, add culverts. That would be awesome too. Anyway, that's all. Just backfill or adding culverts.
Thanks. Thank you. Anybody here? State your name and address for the record.
I'm Neil Moyer. I live in 1118 of 18 North Country Club Drive. I'm pretty sure of that. I'd like to quickly address item 7.2 on the agenda. The city will be possibly embarking upon taking on financial burdens that it has not previously undertaken. And I think there needs to be a little more discourse and disclosure of what the consequences will be. In particular, unlike when we take out mortgages to buy homes, we almost never think about what the total cost is going to be because most of us have never thought 15, 20, 30 years out about how much we're actually paying. On the other hand, the city and the residents will be paying for the cost of borrowing, which of course needs to be added to the cost of the principal that we hopefully intend to use for addressing infrastructure remediation and improvements. When we look at those total sums, I think citizens should be made aware of that for no other reason than there's no such thing as free money out there, except when we were very fortunate to get HUD grants to do some of our roads after Hurricane Ike, and when the county came in Precinct 2 to do some of the additional roads. Those were essentially free monies to the city, though we did have to front some money for the HUD grants in order to initiate those processes, but it was a small fraction of what we ultimately received in the HUD grants. The reason why, and then there needs to be the question of how the costs of this borrowing will be spread across the community. We have several types of properties within the city. We have homeowner-owned residents, we have residents which are not homeowner-owned, and we have properties that have not been developed. All of these properties would ultimately benefit from the infrastructure expenditures, and at least in my opinion, would be the preferred basis for distributing the costs of the borrowing, as opposed to attempting to divvy it up between, say, between property tax and various fees and such. We know that every time someone sees a fee increase, there's usually aggravation. It's not to say that property tax increases don't cause aggravation, but at least all parties who are part of the Shore Acres community would be contributing to that repayment of the financing, as opposed to just those people who pay the fees. Thank you very much.
Okay, anybody down here? You say anything? Okay, we're going to move on to 6.0, administrative report, 6.1, city manager's report, 6.1.1, monthly financial report.
Council, included in your packet is a financial report. Do you have any questions? I'm here to answer.
Anybody have any questions? Do you have anything else? Do you have anything you want to discuss that's on this report?
Nope.
Okay, we're going to move on to 6.2. Thank you. Monthly police department report, Chief Harrison.
Thank you. You notice this month we actually have two separate items here to discuss. One will be the police report for the month of February. The other be the racial profiling report, which by statute has to be presented to council by March 31st of the year. And that's in there too, I believe. So I'll start with the police activity report. Last month we recovered a vehicle that had been stolen in 2015. We didn't actually recover it. Dallas Police Department recovered it. But because that vehicle was listed as stolen from our city, we get credit for the recovery for UCR purposes. So we did show that as a recovery. We also recovered a gun that had been stolen some time ago as well, a handgun. So we've got those back, and the vehicle's been returned to its owner. The handgun is not. We're working on that as we speak. As far as police report goes, that part of it, if you have any questions, I'll try to answer those now. If not, we'll go to the racial profiling report.
I have a question.
Oh, yes, sir.
Looks like a standard report. Does anything stand out to you for February? I mean, last month we talked about a couple of burglaries that really weren't burglaries. This month we're showing one, that kind of thing. Does anything stand out to you?
Not really. And the reason is, you know, I've explained this before. This is a list of calls that we're dispatched to. Some of them don't turn out to be exactly what we were dispatched to. We might be dispatched to a burglary, and it may show on here as a burglary, but in essence it was a man and a wife that split up and she took some things and he tried to report it as a burglary, and we notify him it's community property, and that's that. We did not have anything in February, and I look at these before I come in here the days preceding, and I look to see if there's anything that and not just this, but I actually look at our book in the office at reports that's written to see if there's anything that I think you guys would be interested in outside the ordinary business. And sometimes we do, but most of the time we really don't.
I'm just curious.
Animal control. That's, and I didn't look at those numbers, but that's something we just, and this is the time of year where bats are going to be out, so those numbers will go up quite a bit in the next.
I saw the port issued a warning today.
Yeah, this is when it starts getting hot. It's, and they have them under the bridge at 146, so. The Bayou Forest is normally a big place for them. Nothing else there. We'll go to the racial profiling report for 2017. You'll notice on the 2017 numbers, I'm not going to sit there and read it to you, but the total stops was 915, which was down slightly from the year before, which was 1134. But if you look at in this whole purpose is to capture who we're stopping and why we're stopping them. Did we know who they were before we stopped them? And if you look at that, there's nothing in there that jumps out at me. It doesn't look like anybody's being targeted. It looks exactly like I would expect it to look. Next year is going to be a lot different because of the Sandra Bland Act. There's going to be a lot, or there already is a lot more starting January 1st, that's been placed on police departments to do as far as the information we have to collect on each traffic stop. Now, on each traffic stop, there's about a full page of information that's got to be filled out in excess of the citation itself, so traffic stops are taking longer.
Do you have any questions? I have one question about the OSI system. Did you were supposed to be getting the previous years in there so that we could have 3 years in the system? Because if we have 3 years in the system, then we can qualify for some grants. Did we ever get the prior years in there? I know you had worked on it for a while.
You're saying OSSI, but I think you mean UCR.
Yeah, yes. No, the OSSI system that we knew.
The OSSI is a software component. The UCR is Uniform Crime Reporting.
You're talking about, I know what you're asking. The OSSI is what we put the Uniform Crime Reports into, right?
The OSSI is nothing more than a records management system. Right. It's where reports will eventually be written and they'll be in there. Mm-hmm. However, for the year 2017, just like I did in 2016, I hand submitted the UCR to the FBI, which is what you'd asked me to do. So we've got 2 years running now, and I'll do it again this year for 2018, and we'll have the third year in.
Okay, so we'll have to wait till the end of 2018 to get the third year in?
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
All right. That's all I wanted to know. That's it.
That's good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to move on to 6.3, Monthly Public Works Department.
Mary Cassia's report in your packages, and I want to add on Shady Lawn between Broadway and Byway. There's been a cave in, or we think there's one, and we're getting a TV report on it. And he's been jetting it, but we need to see what exactly is going on in there. So, in addition, 3511 Bayou, same thing, it's another cave in.
That's the one. Address again? I'm sorry,
3511 Bayou. And Shady Lawn between Broadway and Byway. That's the one, David, you were talking about. It was a $60,000 estimate for fixing that one. And we don't have to have that kind of project included in the entire package you're about to see. But that wouldn't stop us from completing that with bond money, David.
Okay.
That's it.
If there's not anything else, we'll move along. Thank you. 7.0 business, 7.1, consideration and approval of resolution 2018-308, authorizing the city to apply for a credit card from Wells Fargo Bank Business Direct, authorization to borrow for the use of the interim city manager, authorizing two members of city council to sign the Wells Fargo Bank authorization and disclosure documents, making various findings and provisions relating to the subject, finding compliance with the open meetings law, and providing an effective date hereof. Do we have a motion? I'm sorry, did you need something else? You can have a seat. Do we have a motion? Dies for lack of a motion. Moving on to 7.2. Discussion of financing options.
A little too quick, Mayor.
I give you plenty of time. We're on 7.2.
Okay.
Discussion of financing options presented in Exhibit 2 and Exhibit 3 for the Texas Water Development Board's bond. Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve resolution 2018-311, consideration and approval of resolution 2018-311, authorizing and directing the interim city manager to pursue option as discussed of the following options presented in table 1A, finding compliance with the open meetings law.
On. We don't have a resolution. That's the only thing council can do is pass a resolution or an ordinance.
The resolution is
7.3. We're on 7.2.
Right.
So we don't have to have a motion in order to discuss?
Yeah, we can discuss it. The
idea was to find out what you wanted to. It's your money, so how much do you want to spend? And then 7.3 is the documenting option.
Right.
Okay, so we're going to have a discussion. We'll start with Jennings. Do you have anything,
Jennings? I'll pass.
McCown?
Pass.
Bowles?
I don't.
Ramos?
Pass.
Okay, so we're going to move on to 7.3, consideration and adoption of resolution number 2018-311, directing interim city manager to pursue option blank of the following options presented in table 1A.
Again, I'll make a motion to approve resolution 2018-311, consideration and approval of resolution 2018-311, authorizing and directing the interim city manager to pursue option 2 of the following options presented in table 1A, finding compliance with the open meetings law.
Okay, so we have a motion to adopt resolution number 2018-311, directing the city interim manager to pursue option 2 of the following options presented in table 1A. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Do we have a second by, who's first? McCown. So we have the motion to adopt by Jennings, seconded by McCown. We'll have discussion. We'll start with Jennings.
Yeah, if you look at option 2, we're talking about the water transmission pipeline, A. B would be the hydrotank storage. The smart meters in D, which would eliminate our meter reading problems. And the wastewater, or the water, not sorry, water distribution pipes and the wastewater under 146. And as City Manager LaQuay noted earlier, it would also include the small, relatively small drainage project on the other, over on the east side of the city.
McCown?
I'm good.
Bowles?
Yeah.
Ramos?
I'm good.
Okay, so we'll vote. All those in favor of passing resolution number 2018-311, directing the interim city manager to pursue option 2 of the following options presented in table 1A. If you're in favor, who's all in favor?
Aye.
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 Anybody against? It passes unanimously. If there's no other business, we'll adjourn. It's 7:17. We're adjourned.
Try again next time.